Hello, I'm Dr. Ruth Westheimer, and if you listen to WRCT Pittsburgh, you know that in most cases, size does not matter.
Oh, how I missed that Dr. Ruth Westheimer PS promo I used to play 13 years ago, which just happens to be what's happening now. I am playing Zombo Deep Archive. Zombo right here. You are right there. The Deep Archive is in this here machine. I am playing old radio shows for you from 2009, 13 years ago. And this show happened to air the 24th day of April, 2009. So pay no attention to anything I say. It's all old news. Let's get into some more Deep Archive. You're listening to WRCT, my show, Zombo in Your Brain, on tomorrow, live, 13 years into the future, 10 a.m. and one day, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. tomorrow. Here's some more Deep Archive.
Thank you. All right, you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
And braces. Pimples and braces. Tacos and t-shirts. And burgers. Rocket and rumbles, baby. Bushwax and bandstands. Sideburns and switchblades. Milkshakes and muggins. Pimples and braces. Braces and pimples. Pimples and braces. It's a blast.
Far out.
out and stay out.
Oh, me, what I gonna do now? Oh, me, what I gonna do now?
Side of the record. And this side of the record outsold the other side of the record 2-1. And it's called Going Crazy. Hit it, boy.
I'm going crazy, ba-da-do-ba-da-day. I'm going crazy, ba-da-do-ba-da-day. I'm going crazy, ba-da-do-ba-da-day. I'm going crazy, going crazy, going crazy, going crazy, going crazy, ba-da-do-ba-da-day. I'm going crazy, ba-da-do-ba-da-day. I'm going crazy, ba-da-do-ba-da-day. I'm going crazy, going crazy, going crazy, going crazy, going crazy, ba-da-do-ba-da-day. I'm going crazy, ba-da-do-ba-da-day. I'm going crazy, ba-da-do-ba-da-day. I'm going crazy, going crazy, going crazy, going crazy, going crazy, ba-da-do-ba-da-day. I'm going crazy, ba-da-do-ba-da-day. I'm going crazy, ba-da-do-ba-da-day. I'm going crazy, going crazy, going crazy, going crazy. I go crazy, 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 I go crazy,
Oh, man, we need to take a break from the action, Jackson. Oh, man, Junior.
Yes,
come
sir.
On over. We're going to play some bin cuts in the background. Well, there's a few from me that was going crazy by the Three Haircuts and Oh Me by the Fields Madeira Orchestra. Junior, what'd you bring to the table?
What, right now?
Yeah, no, what'd you play?
Oh, man, we got some little Rick Carey, Pimples and Braces, little Jimmy Oliver's The Sneak.
You bring all those little guys with you. They're just stolen. I'm just nuts over them. Okay, and you played, what else did we play?
Spunky Onions,
and Mashing Grapes, and The Whip by The Originals.
Yeah.
That's nice. And some of the other things we got, we did Roadrunner by The Jades.
Yeah.
Dickie doing the Don't Sweat a Party.
Thanks to Fred Vaughn on that one. He turned me on to that one.
Cool. And we heard Enough Man, Bobby Christian, Jack Ross, Mumbles. Man, we play a lot. It's amazing when you play these little records from these little guys.
Yeah.
Time just flies. What we're playing in the background is Psychedelic Finland. It's stuff we got to play out of the WRCT bin. So tell the folks where you're going to be DJing at.
I'm going to be at the Rock Room tonight.
All right. What time?
I'll be there at 9 o'clock.
And that's called the Polish. Is that the Polish Hill Stomp?
Actually, I usually do the this is the Shake, Rattle, and Roll, and I usually do that at the last Friday of the month at the Smiling Moose,
mm-hmm.
but I had to move it to the Rock Room tonight,
mm-hmm.
so that's where I'll be at tonight.
Great, great. Well, I wish I could hang out with you. I got, you know us gigs. You got the gig, I got the gig, and they're always...
Everybody has gigs.
Everybody's got gigs. And, of course, you know, you do the Smiling Moose, and also you do the Rockabilly Riot, and you got some big shows coming up there.
Yeah, we have, May 15th, we have Iz from Quebec, Canada. He's they call him the bastard child of Jerry Lee Lewis. He's honky tonk piano all the way. If you like Jerry Lee Lewis, Little Richard, come check him out.
Mm-hmm.
And then the big show we have July 17th, we have Wanda Jackson coming to the Riot.
And,
tickets go on sale at the next Riot, May 15th. Riot.
Speaking of little, you ever see how tall Wanda Jackson is?
Yeah,
she's about 3 feet tall, man. It's like amazing. You're like Wanda Jackson, only smaller. That's great. And that's going to be, where is that? That's going to be Howler's.
Howler's Coyote Cafe.
Man, they are really doing it there.
Yep.
Hey, and don't forget, this weekend, Art All Night is happening. All kinds of crazy, crazy cool stuff going on there. And got the Ninth Ward coming in about 12:30 today. They're going to debut their new record. They're going to be playing Art All Night. You ever been to Art All Night?
No.
It's amazing. It's a 22-hour music and art festival. In Lawrenceville, 35th and Smallman. I booked all the entertainment. But, you know, you just got to bring everything. And I don't want any, just everything. You know, so it should be. We've got belly dance troupes.
Wow.
Yeah, garage bands. The Spuds will be playing. The Pittsburgh Institution, or they should be in the Pittsburgh Institution. And let's see who else is playing. We've got a Somalian rap group, mm-hmm. which should be kind of fun. We've got all kinds of, we got Irish bands, acoustic bands, singer-songwriters. It's going to be a lot of fun.
You know, it's funny. I just remembered. I think the Whips are coming in August to the Riot.
They are?
Yeah.
Well, I'll be doggone. Doggone. Well, I can, that's good. Yeah, that should be a bit of fun.
Yeah, a little bit.
And, let's see what else is going on. Okay, this is Super Suckers. I got one more song to play, and I want to might as well do my, we're going to do it to it right now, because I am so, you got me in that mood. I'm going to talk about Old Economy Village, which everybody knows Old Economy Village really gets my shekels up, because the Old Economy Village was founded in 1824. It is a national landmark site located in Ambridge, PA, and before we go any further, here comes... that really drag of a record by Brian Wilson, but I can even juice that up, because I'm talking about Old Economy Village, a national landmark site located in Ambridge, PA, where restored buildings are furnished with collections from the Harmony Society, a German communal group known for its industrial prosperity, manufacturing, railroads, winemaking, and all that other stuff. Visitors may meet professional tradesmen, perform historic chores. Hohen is my favorite historic chore. Few formal gardens, paintings, tools. Hey, look at them. All right. The site is open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 5, and Sunday, noon to 5. For more information, 74-266-45-BILLION. But the last 17 zeros do not matter. Or go to oldeconomyvillage.org. All right, now about spaying and neutering your child or your pet. I think this is animal friends. They remind you spaying or neutering your pet will grant him a longer, healthier life. Just imagine how happy you would be. Just imagine how doggone happy you would be if you were spayed or neutered. Think about that before you take your kitty there. But you got to do that anyhow, you know, because it'll grant them a longer, I'm about the happier, you know, but the healthier life, yeah. And thanks to low-cost options from Animal Friends, every pet owner can afford to spay or neuter their pet. Yeah. For more information, visit www.outsidethecage.org. That's www.thinkingoutsidethecage.org. Or 412-847-7000. Spay or neuter your pet today. Not you, personally. Don't you try. Okay? Don't you. But they can then hook you up. There, we got all that out of the way. I want to tell the folks about a couple of the other shows that they're never going to listen to. Because, you know, anyhow, that's the beauty of this show. You know, not only does nobody listen to it, but the staff here doesn't listen to the show. So it's pretty much me coming in and playing radio all day long. That's kind of a nice thing. I like that. Soundtracks to the Wilderness of Your Mind. The Universe Will Become, Wednesday, 7 to 8 p.m. on WRCT, Pittsburgh. Yeah. You write that down backwards on your forehead so you'll see it every time you look in the mirror. The New World, there's only one place to discover it, WRCT, Thursdays, 7 to 9 p.m. I wonder something pretty crazy. Some guy comes up to me yesterday. This is not a gag. He comes up to me and goes, he was in a coffee shop last Friday, and this nut walks in the coffee shop and demands they turn the radio station on to 88.3 for the show.
That's great.
I think, they stunned him, and they escorted them out. So, hey, so as far as, like, what kind of atmosphere do you try like to build when you do your vinyl things? Are you just doing your vinyl things? People get dressed up. Do they hang out? Do they?
No, it's mostly younger crowd, which I really love. I mean, it's some swing dancers come out, jitterbug people. I love to watch people jitterbug. I mean, it's awesome. I wish more people would come out and I'd play more jump blues at my shows.
But, yeah.
But I would really like to see more of those people.
Yeah, I don't know how old, you were probably about 9 years old. I was doing the swing when the swing stuff was real big in 98 and 99. Is that's when I tried. I was up in Cleveland doing Spy Bar. But the thing is, I mean, those kids wanted like Zoot Suit Riot and this and that. No, listen to Jump Blues. Listen to what did
listen to the original stuff.
Yeah, it goes,
yeah.
Who's this? The Mighty Blue Kings? No, it's Danny Bradshaw. Hey, that's funny. He's doing a cover of the song by Big Bad Bad Voodoo Daddy. Are you morons?
I get that sometimes, too. Yeah. We're like, well, who is this?
It's the guy that wrote the song. It's the dead black guy they put the gun in his ribs and stole the song from.
Yeah.
But so as far as say is, you're always on the lookout for new music, new records.
Yeah. I'm always either at the attic digging through their piles or on eBay or any places trying to find.
Where did these records come from now? Pretty much whoever's got them is hanging on to them.
Yeah, it's somewhere really hard to find. You know, I have a want list a mile long.
So it's basically, you know, whenever a record, you know, a guy croaks, everybody just goes on like a vulture and picks his bones apart.
That's pretty much it.
So they watch the obituaries.
Exactly.
And he was an avid record collector. There's a line out the door and guys with U-Haul boxes.
Yep.
Wow, that's crazy. So you got the Rock Room coming. That's tonight. What time does that start?
9 p.m.
And there's no cover.
No cover.
No cover charge anytime.
Nope.
All right, that's great. And the Rock Room's located, you know the address on that? That's on
it's 1054 Heron Avenue.
1054 Heron. So check that out. That's always nice to have you come spend. About how much stuff do you bring with you on the gig?
I usually bring between 500 and 600 records with me.
Nice. That's great. Do you ever, like, some things never leave your house?
Yeah, I do have a lot of stuff locked up in a safe.
What does not leave your house?
I'll leave that unsaid.
Oh, man. You probably got the thing from that movie, whatever. Raiders of the Lost Ark thing, whatever it is, the new whatever.
Sometimes I bring some stuff out though. Mm-hmm. I like to bring it out and, you know, play it once or twice. But
see, I'm really a slob about stuff. It goes, yeah, there's that $80 record I just threw up on it. Oh, nuts.
Although, I mean, I'll bring out. I have a lot of Sun stuff. I'll bring out some Elvis Sun records and play once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but. Not too often, though.
Yeah.
I do the reissues on those.
Great. So what do you got lined up now?
We got a little Jimmy Heap gizmo.
You even got more of these little guys. And, you know, this is Pat Clark's official song. Every time my DJ, Pat Clark, comes in and says, Blake, what's the flip side of gizmo? Is there a flip side to gizmo? Because, I mean, most of these records are really hot on one side, and then you go, what's the other side? That, boy, that sounds terrible. The flip side sounds terrible. But it's one of these things where it's like, how can these guys put out such a crooked? And this was probably the throwaway side.
Yeah.
You know, the guys go, okay, we recorded my love ballad. Now let's record this crazy thing the saxophone player wrote. And then
it's crazy. You know, Jimmy Heap was a rockabilly artist, you know, and for this song, it really, it's like crazy that he, you know, if you listen to his other stuff, it's just really bizarre that he came up with this song.
Okay, well, you know, this is actually, Pat Clark, if you are listening, this is your theme song. We're going to give you some gizmo.
Committed every crime. Oh. Fu Manchu.
He's always sneaking around the nighttime. So when that clock is striking 12, you better hold on to your girlfriend, or you'll find that you're dancing by yourself. Because it's Fu Manchu. Just watch his eyes, they hypnotize. He's gonna scare you clear out of your shoes. Man, he's so tough, he knows his stuff. Now what's he gonna do?
What's he gonna do it to?
Oh, Peter Gunn and Richard Diamond. They thought they had him trapped, but then they heard a voice from out of nowhere.
So sorry, fellas.
Fu Manchu.
Fu Manchu.
A flat tire.
I'm grabbing my jet, I'm reaching for my spare.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the mover, it was flat as a chair.
Uh-huh.
I took out my pump and started pumping back.
Another flat.
Well, I was standing there looking, thinking about my baby. Well, then along came a Charlie in his 88. My baby jumped down and flagged Charlie down.
He said, hop in, babe, I'll drive you back to town.
Feeling bad, just thinking about the fun that we could have had.
Well,
I just about figured out what to do.
The other's blue. Girl, and they had to catch him.
Gone on joint, about 82. And he softened, said to me, somebody following you.
Yeah.
I looked in my mirror and blessed my soul.
It was a highway patrol.
The scene.
No.
I can't make it, Dad, with that woman. Though she flips me so, I want to go, go, go. But every time that I try to move in, she fakes me out with...
No, no, no!
No wheels!
And I gotta get a new machine.
No wheels!
So I can really swing with the scene.
No wheels!
This being a beast really bugs me.
No wheels!
With no woman to kiss and hug me.
Thank you. honky-doo.
The joint. Was loaded.
picture. I wish I was people. WRCT Pittsburgh. We'll put a twist in your trouser snake.
It was a simpler time back then when we had a bunch of dirty promos. Or they were pornos. Were they promos or pornos? I do not know. That is another chunk of the Zombo Deep archive. What you're listening to are old radio shows from 2009, 13 years ago. This show you're listening to right now originally aired the 24th day of April, 2009. We have one more segment to go. I always say the show used to be 5 hours. I'm trimming it down to 3, and I could probably trim it down to 2 minutes. So let's see what else. Oh, yeah, you can get all the downloads. All you need is Zombo at ZomboCo.com. And listen in to the real show tomorrow, right here live in the studio, Friday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Once again, another last segment of the Deep Archive aired originally on April the 24th, 2009. WRCT Pittsburgh.
Talking.